Blog Talk Radio.
I want to just take them back for a moment. Is it all right if I take you back to the church where Crab Family used to go? Now, we didn't go to one of those that was real, real quiet. And I guess you could tell that, couldn't you? But we used to... We used to love what, you know, our salvation. We had a great time when we went to church. So give me that key. And this is kind of how we do it. We'd start off by singing a little something like this when we walk in. Well, can't nobody do me like Jesus can do me. Can't nobody do me like my Lord. You know why? Because he's my very best friend. Y'all okay? Because then we'd go something like this. Well, can't nobody
do me like he
no. Can't nobody, church,
do me like the Lord.
Man, good morning, good morning. Everybody ought to praise his name. Be thankful and praise his name. If a robin, that little bird that the Lord created, if he can say thank you, we surely should all be able to do it as well. Praise his name. Then we heard a song that can't nobody do me like Jesus. He is my friend. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You open, Brother D, what you got?
Amen, amen. Just glad to be back into the service. One more again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you, Brother. Mm-hmm. If you're Robin can say thank you, I know I can. I want to praise his holy name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Be just glad just to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Glad to be here. That's all right. That's all right. Glad to be here. We all should be glad to be in the service. One more time. That's it.
That's it, man.
A lot of people find many ways not to be in the service, but they don't realize that it's for their benefit. The adversary have them fooled, try to give them every excuse not to be in the service, but when we come together, when we come together, it's for our good, for our benefit, that the Lord would, as we come together, that he would assemble himself together with us. In other words, he inhabits the praise of his people, of his people, in habitation. In other words, he comes in and dwells with us, with men and women together. He comes, he dwells with us. He blesses us. He restores some, renews others, strengthens some, encourages some. Oh, hallelujah. Why not come together and praise him and thank him for his goodness, for his mercy, for his kindness, for his grace that he's shown to us in abundance over and over again. See, many are cast down, but God, what he does over here, find this for you real quick. He just gave it to me. What God does, many are the afflicted. Praise the Lord. But God has a way of delivering us. Many are cast down. Oh, hallelujah. It's David in the 27th number of the Psalms and the 13th verse. He said, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord and in the land of the living. Then he said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Many times we need to be waiting on the Lord. Many times we need to give things to God. We try to handle them on ourselves. We find ourselves getting beat up in the battle. We find ourselves growing weak and weary when we don't realize that the battle is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord. Give it to him. Let him bless you. Let him help you. Let him strengthen you. Oh, hallelujah. First Corinthians, that seventh chapter. Lest I keep you long. Oh, praise the Lord. But everybody should be thankful and praise his name. We should praise him for his goodness, his mighty acts. We should praise him for the things that he has done, which will remind us of what he will do, what God has done before. Surely he'll do it again. If he brought you through before, if he's lifted you before, if he's given you strength before, he'll do it again. If he made ends meet for you before, he'll do it again. If he made a way out of no way, he'll do it again for you. He'll come through each and every time, trusting, obeying, believe his word is faithful and his word is true. It's true. Here in this First Corinthians, the 7th chapter, the apostles answered several questions about marriage, as mentioned last week, that we would go over marriage, and what the reason why marriages fall so much, because it is a representation of how we should be with the Lord, how Christ is with us. Oh, praise the Lord. And the devil don't want you to know anything that's going to help you spiritually. The devil don't want you to know anything that's going to help you make it through these trials and tribulations. He don't want you to know anything godly that's good for you. But in any way he can fight you, beat up on you, that's what he wants. Jesus told Simon that he desired to sift him like wheat, and that's true. That's true. Devil has no love for you. The only love he had is to kill. He loved to kill. He loved to destroy. He loved to cause confusion. He loves where peace is not. He loves to interrupt things and disturb things and so get you off your square, as they say, and cause people to fall out and not be united. But when we are reunited, we're coming together, praise the Lord, that God may bless us. Hallelujah, that he may bless us. First Corinthians 7th chapter, as we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come right now with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Father God, that you allowed us to assemble here once again. We count that as a privilege, even as a blessing. We ask, Father, that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us in your word this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it all. Amen. Amen. First Corinthians, 7th chapter, the first verse says, "Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband." These are these are concerning the apostles' answers to several questions about marriage. Now, see, in this second verse, it says, "Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife." Let every man have his own wife. His own wife, not his wife and somebody else's wife, but his own wife. And let every woman have her own husband. Then, not her neighbor husband, but her very own husband. These are given to the Christian that we may take care of each other. That is a partnership where man, because of what Eve did, the woman should be in submission to her husband, even though we submit one to another in God. We submit one to another in God, but because of the curse that was put upon woman, then woman, the husband shall rule over the woman. Hallelujah. As unto the Lord. If you have a godly husband, thank God for it. And even if you don't have a godly husband, trust God. Trust God in that. Hallelujah. And watch him bless you. But nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. Now, a lot of people forget this verse 4, that the wife have not power over her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband had not power over his own body, but the wife. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meaning, if we would obey this, a lot of things would not happen if we would obey this here. The apostles tell the Corinthians that it was good for that time that Christians keep themselves single, yet says that marriage and the compass of that state are settled by divine wisdom, though none may break the law of God. Yet that perfect rule leaves men and at liberty to serve him in the way most suited to their powers and circumstance, of which others often are very unfit judges, and all must determine for themselves, seeking counsel from God, how they ought to act, how we should act towards one another. Praise the Lord. In verse 5 tells you, defraud ye not one the other, except it be with a consent for a time, that ye may give yourself to fasting and to praying, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. But I speak this by permission and not of commandment, for I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God, and one after this manner, and another after that. God gives men, each and every man slash woman as well, a gift. Now, you need to find your gift and don't covet what someone else's gift is, but find your gift and work in that gift. Now, if it is not your gift to be single, if it is your gift to be married, he advised us that we would marry, we would come together so we can be obedient unto the Lord. And don't hold back from the wife, or don't hold back from the husband. Praise the Lord. Many find themselves getting a curse rather than getting a blessing. So they call themselves putting one another on punishment. Oh, praise the Lord. The fraud obtain money from someone, or deception. Here, many have they call themselves being married, but some is only in married by word, but their deeds show other things. When you are married, you come together in this, what is a commitment, just like you have a commitment with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just like you make a commitment and a covenant with God. Then the covenant is, if you do this for me, this what will I do for you. It is a covenant that you enter into when you are married one to another. Your body belongs to your spouse. Praise the Lord. And you don't have permission. We step out. Praise the Lord. We step out of line when we call ourselves holding back from our spouse, holding back, whether it's the man from the wife or the wife towards the man. And this, when you create a room that the adversary can come in and separate, that the adversary can come in. See, the adversary can't get in there when you are united. But when you are apart, then he have more strength. But when you come together, he has less strength. And surely when you put Christ in the mix, praise the Lord, then you have more strength that you may overcome that adversary, for he comes, to seek to kill and destroy. Surely he comes to separate and divide. Surely he comes with no good intention, for you don't have your best interest in mind at all. But some men are members to him, whether it's through anger, whether it's through they want to win an argument, whether they want to put a little lie with the truth, or whether they may see something and their sight may show them deception instead of the truth. Then the adversary gets in the details, as they say. Oh, my. But if you let God in there and let him abide in there and use his rules, his precepts, his concepts, if you allow the will of the Lord, the pleasure of the Lord, because he created, hallelujah, he created us a helpmate, man. And how we treat that helpmate can be such a blessing unto us. But if we abuse that helpmate, praise the Lord, and not do our part, oh, praise the Lord, then it is a curse unto us rather than a blessing. But if we, praise the Lord, do benevolence, and likewise also the wife, benevolence of the husband. See, when you work as a partnership, though man, you have the rule, though you have the last say, but if you trust God in it, praise the Lord, God can speak to you through that holy wife that you have. And women as well, God can speak to you through that head that you have, and that each and every man, surely if he's godly, he is the minister of his home. high, hallelujah. He is priest, head priest of his home, hallelujah. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with contempt for a time, that ye may give yourself to fasting and to praying. That's the only time we should hold back from one another. Praise the Lord. When you separate yourself, celebrate yourself a time to be with the Lord, fasting and praying. Oh, praise the Lord. Yielding, forsaking, denying the body of things. Oh, praise the Lord. Physical pleasure or strong drink a type of a starvation that you would separate and pray and look unto God for, oh, praise the Lord, for deep and deep effectual prayer that he may reveal things of you, up to you, praise the Lord, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not, that Satan will not get in while you have separated yourself to be unto God. But surely he will tempt you because he don't want you to be complete in that fasting and that praying. But in that fasting and in that praying, God will elevate. God will restore. God will talk to you. God will open up things unto you. But I speak this by permission, Paul said, and not of commandment. For I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man that has his proper gift, your proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. I say, therefore, to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide as I. See, that was his gift, to abide and be able to abide. Some people, praise the Lord, some people have that gift, hallelujah, that they are not tempted in that way, hallelujah. But if they cannot, verse 9 says this, but if they cannot contain, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn. Praise the Lord. These questions here, oh, praise the Lord. And it says, but if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. Praise the Lord. And unto the marry I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband, but and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest I speak, not the Lord, but to the rest I speak, not the Lord, he says. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which hath an husband not believing, oh, praise the Lord, that it believes not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. The unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now they are holy. Praise the Lord. You see, man and wife must not separate for any other cause than what Christ allows. Divorce at that time was very common among both Jews and Gentiles. Seems like it's a comedy even today. And on a very slight pretext, marriage is a divine institution and is an engagement for life by God's appointment. See, we are bound as much as in us lies to live peaceable. If by chance we can live peaceable with all men, Romans 12 and 18 will tell you that as well. Therefore, to promote the peace and comfort of our nearest relatives, though unbelieving, it should be the labor and study of those who are married to make other as easy and happy as possible. You do yourself a favor. If you try to please one another, you try to do things. That's the same way we do to the Lord, especially when we want to hear from the Lord, especially if we need the Lord, especially if we in distress, if we praise the Lord, and especially when we're going through, hallelujah, which causes us to fast and to praise, what causes us to do the thing that will get God's attention. So we should be getting the attention of our spouse, of our loved one, of our nearest relative. Someone that should be closest to us is that spouse that God have given you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why not cherish it? Why not speak well of it? Why not make it be a pleasurable thing? Or why not do things to make the husband or the wife smile? Why not? Well, why not? If you're going to be in covenant with that person, if you're going to be in commune with that person, if you're going to be joined, if you're going to be in the same household, why not do the thing where peace may abide, where love may abide, where godly counsel is there? Hallelujah. Why be a hell raiser? Why be one that just want to fuss and fight and argue and divide and separate? But let it be, if you're going to be in, I say this at work often. You hear it work, some don't. They don't want to be at work. They let you know they don't want to be at work. They're tired. But if you're going to do anything, why not to make the best of it? I don't care if you dig in a ditch, but make the best of that you do. Why waste time making yourself miserable? And if you don't want to be somewhere, don't be at that place. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some go to work. Well, I just need this job. Well, since you need it, and it's by means which you provide support for yourself and family as well, make the best of it. Find some joy in it. Find some things, hallelujah, that will take you to a higher place. Praise the Lord. You can make melody in your heart all day long. Praise the Lord. If you're going to do something, make the best of it. Make the best of it. Make the best of it. Oh, praise the Lord. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. And a brother or a sister is not under bondage in such case. But God had called us to peace. He called us to peace, children. But what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But this is what I just want to touch on this a little bit today, answer the question, answering the questions that the apostles had, and also encouraging that marriage, hallelujah, to come together in peace, that God may be in it, that he may bless your marriage. Marriage, Christians should not seek to depart, but from their unbelieving spouse or from their unbelieving loved one that they have, but find a way. You at one time you said you loved the person. Find a way to stay together. Find a way to where joy can be in there, and you can see how the joy of the Lord can be your strength. Find a way. Hallelujah. Pray about it, and God will bless you in that when you find a way, when you find a way, you'll be happy. I know I heard of a saying, happy wife, happy life.
Happy life.
God bless you. But God bless you. That's all I have. That's all I have. That's all I will really go over. How about that? Let someone out there have a question or even want to add. We here. We hear praise of God. God bless you. You open, Brother D.
I just listened to my brother. You said, happy wife, happy life. You know,
yes,
I was privileged once, real. It's funny you spoke on that this morning. I was privileged once the real story of a young man. He and his wife had been together for a long, long time. And he said he told his wife about marriage. He said that once we cross this threshold, ain't no getting mad running back to mama or running home to daddy. He said, if I got to sleep on the couch or you go another bedroom, that's what we'll do. He said, we're going to stay in this house. And I forgot now, but it had been 48, 49 years, I believe, and it brought to mind about my very own uncle who just passed as you were speaking. I told my cousin, just as I said, we was married 60 years, and she said, these boys were 58 years. But then it brought a scripture to mind. He said, whom I put together, let no man set asunder. 50 years. Now, you know, real, when you think about that, in 50 years, there had to be some hardships in there. Had to be some heartache and pain.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
it had to be some prayer in there. Out of all the heartaches and pains, no matter what we go through and suffer through, it had to be some prayer in there. Had to be some Christ Jesus in there to withstand 58 years. Then my uncle passed. I spoke with Monty yesterday, and she told me, she said she had talked to his wife, which would be her sister-in-law, and she said she was going to buy him a pair of shoes. Yeah, so much love that he's gone home now, but she wanted to go buy him a pair of shoes. It had to be some Christ in there for you to stay that long.
Man.
One with another, whom I put together, let no man set asunder. So that's our problem we find in life with marriage today. We want to marry who we want to marry, but we should marry whom the Lord give us to marry. Got to give you a husband, he'll give you a wife. You just stand still and hold your peace. And you know, I find today marriage is like a 5-year commitment now. 5 years and we go on our separate ways. It just wasn't so, according to what Scripture has taught us, just not to be.
Sure.
You know? That's what I have, Reverend. I appreciate what you gave us this morning. I enjoyed it and learned from it. You gave me something to think about when you were speaking. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Truly, truly, we thank God. We thank him for he that findeth a wife.
Yeah,
it's in the
good
book.
Yes, sir.
It's in
the
book.
It's in the book.
In the book.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We thank praise the Lord. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. Praise the Lord. We thank him. We thank him over and over again to let us strive for the things. My pastor used to tell us this all the time. Let us strive for the things that make peace. Oh, praise the Lord. Where one may edify another. Let us continue to pray that God may have his way. You know, and what do we get out of holding grudges? I like to ask you, what, you don't get nothing out of it, no peace. you mad at someone and you find yourself, you are the one most hurt by it. When you hold that, you are the one that you're killing yourself, you're destroying yourself by being mad or hurt or envious by someone else. But you can have joy, because the same God that blessed that other person, the same God that's blessing me, the same God that can bless you, the same God that can allow your heart to overflow with love, joy, and peace. Many marriages have been broken up because somebody wouldn't forgive. But then they find themselves still love that person, but they didn't forgive. They find themselves still thinking about that person, but they wouldn't forgive. They find themselves don't know what to do without that particular person that God allowed them to be put in their life, but because of this misunderstanding or disagreement or falling out, and one just confined themselves to forgive, so they rather torment themselves They rather torment themselves with that thing that they hold in their heart instead of letting their heart be happy. I'm telling you, God can work it out for you instead of letting your heart be happy. See, the adversary, he'll whisper things to you. He'll whisper things to you. That old rascal, he's crafty. God made him. He formed up the Psalms when he made him. So don't think he's a master deceiver. That's why you don't let him ride. That's when you sing that song, don't let him ride. Yes, sir.
He'll want to drive. He'll want to drive. Yes, sir.
Don't let him even in the car. Yeah, he's in there like he just want to be a passenger. Find yourself. He coming in. He creeping in. He sneaking in that he may come and do something else. But sometimes we let him in, let that old rascal in because we want to be mad. So, but you find yourself losing a whole day being mad over something petty. You'll find yourself losing a time you could be communion with the Lord and feeling the Holy Spirit, but yet you want to be mad, you want to be indifferent, and in that, the Lord could come. And you find yourself on the outside looking in. You're missing precious moments and memories that you could be creating, but you find yourself wanting to be mad. But one thing about it, in the midst of that, God blesses us because he'll whisper to us as well. Forgive. He'll whisper. What is it that you can't give me the praise? Oh, praise the Lord. What is it that make a loved one wanna put a gun up to their head and just blow their brains out? What is it so disturbed of mind and heart that makes you just want to end it all? But let me tell you, ain't no peace in that. Because after you're going to find that, you thought you were tormented. You thought you were tormented. But God, hallelujah. You see, the adversary want to deceive you and make you think that is the way out. But God provides a way out, and it's real simple. But we try to make it so hard, but it's real simple. Open up your heart and let God bless you. It's so simple. Some people say, man, I just can't with this. Yes, you can. It's so simple. But see, the whispers of the devil trying to make you believe, oh, no, you're going to look, oh, man, don't, oh, no. No, that's the deception. Oh, praise the Lord. A deception. It takes a stronger man. It takes a stronger man. And when others might think he's weak, but it takes a stronger man to hold back. Jesus Christ was one of the strongest, the strongest. When he all had all power, but he lay down. He allowed them to nail him. He allowed them to spit on him. He allowed them to take him through tangle with quotes, though at any time, at any moment, he could have just said, at any time, he could have called for a legion of angels, and they would have came. Oh, it had been a different situation, but he decided to do that for us. He made a sacrifice for us, and oh, praise the Lord. So why can't we make a sacrifice for one another? Just forgive what it is, my brother or my sister, that we may come together and forgive. And when you do that, you watch the power that God gives, and those that think is weak, they are the ones that need the prayer. Oh, hallelujah. But we know, knowing the terror. See, God has a wrath as well. Oh, praise the Lord, where men won't be able to stay. And God has a wrath as well. So I want to stay on his good side. We're talking about a power that he could just forget about you, and you will go out of existence. And people will not even remember that you yet even was. Now, that's some kind of power. That even your mom forget all about you. Now, that's some kind. He's able to not only destroy the bodies. That's what men can only have that power and destroy the body. But God has the power to soul them, the spirit, and even the body, and take you out of the remembrance of mankind. Oh, Lord. But we thank him. We thank him. That's why we try to stay in his mercy, try to stay in his grace. We thank him for that grace that he's given unto us. Oh, praise the Lord. So know that it is the Lord, and it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. Know that we belong to him. Oh, pray, and you should ever be thankful. When he allows you to look upon that day, take full advantage of that day that he's given you. For it is just what it is. It's a present. It's a gift unto you, undeserved, unmerited favor, praise the Lord. But he bestows it upon us day in and day out. And many look over it. But if you start to recognize what God is doing, oh, your mind would be blown. Hallelujah. Even in creation itself, even this earth that we live upon, this planet that we know of, there's other planets out there. But this earth, this atmosphere, this solar system that we're in, this universe that we are in, know that this world is still on the axle and it's spinning. But you don't even know it because you don't even feel it. And you don't, unless you're reminded of it, this planet is a moving thing. Oh, my God. just look at that and think about it. Think about how awesome God is, though we are spinning and yet on an axis we are tilted. And many, many, many have forgotten that. But let you know just how powerful God is, and you don't even feel the effects of you're in a big, giant spaceship spinning on an axle that's revolving and rotating. Oh, hallelujah. But God bless you. These are only part of his way. God bless you. And God keep you.
Hey, Rev.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rev. You know, I'm sitting there listening to you. And I, you yes, know, the Lord just dropped something in my spirit. I find that he gave a child back to the mother. He told the father that the daughter hadn't passed. She lived. He inquired at what time. He knew it was at that time that he was speaking. But I'm saying that to say he raised him after being dead for 4 days. He just sleeping. But I have yet to find the one that showed me what Satan gave anyone life. I have yet to find that when someone could show what the devil gave someone life. Yeah. I was listening to, as you said, he wants to keep you angry. And how they take the gun and put it to their head and kill themselves. Well, that's the devil being fulfilled. He's fulfilling his work.
That's right.
To steal, kill, and destroy. He's being fulfilled when he
does
that. Oh, we are just, we should really want to praise the holy name of Jesus. Listen to what Rev is saying. We should really want to praise the holy name of Jesus Christ. Satan shows you.
Right.
He showed man each and every day that he's trying his best to live up to his name, to steal, kill, and destroy. May God just praise his name. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank him. We thank God today. We thank Brother D for his comments, continue prayers, God's plan. We thank Martha for the gold nuggets she sent in. Mercy, grace, forgiveness, you send that in. When we withhold forgiveness, we risk our relationship with other people and with God. You're right about it. When we withhold our forgiveness, oh, praise the Lord, we risk our relationship with other people and with God. Yes, we do. Yes,
amen.
Amen. Because it's in the book. If you won't forgive, then if they're trespassing, there's transgression, neither will. Neither will the Lord forgive you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The book.
Oh, praise the Lord.
In the book.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Paddling home, she says. Paddling home. God provides the power we need to preserve. God provides the power we need to preserve. None of us are what we should be, but we can. Oh, praise the Lord. Like the apostle, press and pray towards that goal. Like Paul, we will always say, I have not yet arrived. Nevertheless, despite weakness, failure, and weariness, we must press on. But everything depends on God. Without him, we can't do nothing. I know you're right. He said, I press towards the goal. His goal was to be like Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Nothing else mattered. He admitted that he had much ground to cover, but he would not give up until he obtained that to which Jesus had called him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why I said stay in the race. Stay in the race.
Stay in the race.
Stay in the race. Battle is not given to the swift, no, to the strong, but he that endureth. If you endure these heavy burdens, see, trouble, it don't last always. It can't last always. It don't have that strength. But God he has ever renewed strength for us. Praise the Lord. Trouble can only make a bunch of noise for a moment, but God, peace, it surpasses all understanding. It will take us through. If the truth need no support, for the truth is support of itself, but a lie is weakness, and it needs other things to support it, to uphold it. But God's truth, hallelujah, endure. Hallelujah. God's truth is able to go in the fire and come out the fire. God's truth, it's pure. It can be tried in fire, tried in tribulation, tried in destruction, and his truth will still remain. Hallelujah. He said, well, jot of my word. Hallelujah. His word is strong enough. And he said, if it one jot or tittle of it, heaven earth will pass away. But how strong and firm a foundation that his word is true. Praise the Lord. And it can endure. It's an enduring thing. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God keep this our prayer. We will honor these. We have a prayer request in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Prayer request from Brown's family. Glenn Brown went to sleep on Saturday and didn't wake up on Sunday. Lord have mercy. He had a stroke and had a heart attack. Oh, praise the Lord. Patient for several years, beginning in his mind, oh, praise the Lord, in mid-40s, thank you, praise the Lord, having a trouble saying this month, yeah, praise the Lord, we thank God, we thank God for these prayer requests that we may submit them up to God, hallelujah, up to God, God gives us things to do, yes, each and every one of us things to do, we have a job to do for the Lord, what can we do, pray for one another? That's our job, to uphold one another, support one another, care for one another. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because it's in the commandment. That's a scripture for it. Hey, praise the Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
Oh,
yes, sir.
That's
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank him. praise Him with all our soul. Oh, with all our mind. Oh, praise the Lord. With all our mind, with all our strength. It says it over there in Mark. I think it's over there in Mark, Brother D. And thou shalt love the Lord our God.
Hey, yeah, you know, so real.
It's about answering. Yes, sir.
You can run into, you know, you've been gone from home a long time and you haven't seen your mother or your father or your sister or brother. You hadn't seen them in a long time. You know, it's when you grab them, you hug them, you just don't want to let them go. You don't want to let them go.
Right.
You want to hug. You hold them so tight. You hold them with all your strength. That's all the Lord is telling you. With all their strength, with all their mind, their stuff. You want to hold. You should just want to. Sometimes you want to just grab yourself and say, Lord, please just hold me. Rock me. God is just that kind of God. He's just that kind of God.
Yes,
God
sir.
Is just so good to man. That's why I love to tell him. It's in the book. It's in the book. There's nothing we can think of, nothing we can come up with. It's in the book. All you got to do is search. It's in the book. It's in there.
Yes,
I promise it's in the book. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. In the Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Mark, the 12th chapter, Mark, the 12th chapter, the 31st. We start in the 29, and Jesus asked him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other greater than these. Praise the Lord. See, God looks up on this so much himself. Praise the Lord. To all that is within us, all that is within us, all that we can, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed if all that lies within you that you're trying to do the best for the Lord, and all that energy, all that you're trying to do for the Lord when you're on fire for the Lord, and then you turn that unto your neighbor, that you love your neighbor as yourself, then all that you can do for your neighbor with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And oh my God, surely God will help you. If he told you to do it, surely he will help you. If he told you to stand, surely he'll help you stand. If he told you, be ye holy, for I am holy, surely he's going to help you to be holy. Surely he's going to help you with those fiery darts that come from the devil. Surely he will help you take up your sword and your shield. Hallelujah. Now, this sword, it is not meant to cut and fight, but this sword is the sword, is the word of the Lord that it will go through and it will cut up on its own. You don't have to use it to swing at nobody, but in this sword, you just tell them what thus says the Lord. And it goes forth and it cuts between the bone and the it cuts between the marrow. That marrow is between bone and bone, and the ligaments are there, and it cuts between that. It cuts asunder, even cuts the impurities away from the heart. Hallelujah. And recalls, and even cuts in the mind that makes you want to say, Lord, give me a clean heart. Oh, praise the Lord. You open, Brother Tim?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say I'm enjoying it, and I keep hearing you saying about the heart, and a happy wife and happy life. But you know, when it comes down to Moses was given some instruction, and he said the reason why is because I let you get the letter of divorcement is because of the hardness of the heart. And when we don't have Christ in our heart, and it doesn't matter about loving the person in front of you, if you love him, then you will love the person in front of you. And that's the whole problem, Reb. I heard you say that at one time we get married and we love each other. We have children together. Then the next 5 minutes we can't stand each other. Why? Because the devil got in there. That's why the Bible tells us not to, to be separated too long from each other. Then the devil will get in there. And that's the hardest part, to tell people
to
show couples and loved ones that you can make it if you don't harden your heart. Because when you harden your heart, there's nothing else God can do but give you. Because he don't want you to kill up each other. I heard that. So my thing is that a great instruction that you're giving to the people, because when you've experienced it yourself, then you're a good teacher.
Sir.
And I have experienced it myself, and I know when the hardness of the heart, all the way down to the courtroom, you don't have to do this. We can make it.
That's
no,
right.
My heart is too hard. And that's what happens in life. And so, you know, God lets you go through these things so you can help others and teach others. It's really not God's fault. It's your fault. You have to learn to keep him in there. Continue to allow him to strengthen you. And when you block him out, look at our schools now, Rhea. They're worried about what can we do in the school. If you put God back in your school, there will be protection for your children, because he loves it. He
that's
wants
right.
the children. And, but see, that's the problem nowadays. So I just wanted to tell you I enjoyed it. I kept hearing the heart, the heart, the heart. And then I finally said, you know, let me just say something, because I was on mute for quite a while there, and I just enjoyed it. And I just wanted to tell you thank you. And thank God for the show in the morning, because like Brother D said, it strengthens you and it gets him going in the morning, and it does. It really does. So I just want to say thank you, guys. And we want to continue to let, I'm letting everyone know that I'm continued to pray for Brother D and his family in this time of bereavement. And, you know, I don't talk to him too much about things like this, because I know that he's all right. And I can hear it in his voice. He's here and laughing, having a good time. But, you know, I just want to let him know we love him, we appreciate him, and everything is going to be all right. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Truly. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. And truly, let us keep our loved ones in prayer. Brother D's family, Martha's family, even the Brown family that we just mentioned. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to ask God blessings upon that. And truly, truly, when we love one another, you just can't beat it. You can't beat it when we care for one another. I'm telling you, truly, if you have any God in you, ask him to bless your love for mankind. See, that's what the adversary is trying to, instead of that love in there, he's trying to slip that hate in there that he can just run rapid. But if we put God back where God's supposed to be, it's first. Put him first in our lives and watch love just start to multiply, sort of overflow. It's hard to be happy and sad at the same time.
Yes.
It's hard to be lovable and angry at the same time. But get God's peace. Some people they full of so much hate that they just start to hate themselves. But let God, which is love, which is the author, which is the finisher of our faith, which know all about us and know just what makes us tick, thou shalt love him. We love him. If you don't know how to go, and if you don't know how to love, ask God. He'll show you. I'm telling you, if he told you to do it, he's going to show you. He's going to, if it's in these 66, if he told you that you should love him, oh, hallelujah, he'll show you how to love that. There's a song that said, show me how to love, teach me how to love God, if he told you to do it. I'm more than 100% positive. If he told you to do it, and if you have questions, he'll show you. He'll show you. Oh, praise the Lord. And it's just that simple. We make it hard, but it's just so simple. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. and then, Lord, I believe, but help mine unbelief. Help that part of me. That in other words, that part of me that need to be removed. Remove it, Lord, so that I may see that part of me that is blind. Add sight to that. Uncover the things, hallelujah, hallelujah, that are hidden from me, that hindereth me. And in other words, shine the light. Shine the light. See, darkness has to flee when the light comes, because darkness cannot comprehend that light. Oh, hallelujah. But in light, there's life. In light, in L-I-G-H-T, there's L-I-F-E. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So let your light go shine. Oh, hallelujah. That your good works may be seen, that it may be shown, and that they may glorify our Father which is in heaven. But truly, we thank God today for all of you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your listening. Thank you for coming and that made this broadcast just what it is. It could not be nothing without the success of people coming and praying. It could be nothing without the people calling in. It wouldn't be nothing without some coming, hoping and expecting. It wouldn't be nothing without a listening ear. Hallelujah. And that faith, that hope, that expect. In calling, there's a faith represented there. But you wouldn't call for no junk. In calling, there's faith represented there, whether it's faith in the negative or faith in the positive. But I know you guys have faith in the positive, where you come in hoping and expecting God to do something. You pick up the phone and you dial a number. Hallelujah. Just you go to God in prayer. We go to God in prayer when we pick up that phone and we dial a number in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Some say 1-1-1, and one is for the Father, one is for the Son, and one is for the Holy Ghost. And you come, when you even in your prayer room, even if, whether you in bended knees or whether you're driving down the street, you say, Lord, I come in the humblest way that I know how. Lord, I just come to say thank you. And before you know it, even if you had a problem, come here, David. David asked a question, how is it? He started talking to the Lord. How did that increase that trouble me? But before he could finish all that, he finally was reminded how God has blessed them over and over again. Truly, we start talking to the Lord and we find ourselves having to say thank you before it's all over. Because in the midst of that, we have remembered how God has blessed us. We have remembered how he has restored us, renewed us, and fix that problem that we thought we had. Hallelujah. And we just started to say, Lord, thank you. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But we thank God for his blessing us and blessing you and the love that has been shown. We thank him. We pray that God is pleased for when one edify another. And just like that commandment that we just read, the first commandment, and the second one was like it. The second was like it. When we love our neighbor, who is our neighbor? Our neighbor's in Chicago. Our neighbor is in Georgia. Our neighbor is in Alabama. Our neighbor is in Jacksonville. Our neighbor is in Israel. Our neighbor is in France. Our neighbor is in Russia. Oh, hallelujah. Our neighbor is in Africa. Our neighbor. And when we reach out and show love to our neighbor, we get God's attention, because it's right here in the book. He told him, here, oh, Israel. Hey, hallelujah. And since we're acting like spiritual Israel, since we're acting like those that are called by his name, and since we're humbling ourselves and turning from our wicked ways, hallelujah, he told him, then you'll hear from me. When you turn back to me, in other words, you'll hear from me. How do we turn back to God? When we turn to one another and start loving. Hey, hallelujah. But we thank him. We thank God today. And if you have a little trouble, if you need a little help, the only thing you can ask, you can ask the Lord, come see about me. Lord, come see about it. we're going to play a song after we pray. And old Lee Williams said, come see about me. Praise the Lord. And he will. God will come in and give you strength. Only thing you have to do is ask. Only thing you have to do is invite him in. Hallelujah. When you ask for a prayer, believe that he's going to answer that prayer. Oh, you should start rejoicing when you, well, oh, hallelujah. Somebody asked for prayer. You need to start rejoicing because I'm getting ready to see him work. I'm getting ready to experience what God can do. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to watch God be awesome. I'm getting ready to watch victory come about. I'm getting ready to see him do it again. It should make you excited when someone says, I need you. I need him. I need him. Oh, hallelujah. And since you made that request that you need the Lord, God is going to come and show you, hallelujah, just how good he can be to you. Towards you, how good he can be towards you, how good he can be in you, how good he can be through you, how good he can be all around you. Hey, my God, what a good God we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Angels, they bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. He cheers you. Oh, hallelujah, he cheers you when you're lonely, when you're wounded, when you're sad. He comes and he picks you up and he holds you in his arms. My God, though justice is what we deserve, but my God has an abundance, peace, love, and mercy that he picks you up and he holds you like none other. And he holds you tight, hallelujah, and he lets you know everything is all right. It's not as bad as you thought. But only thing you have to do is come to me. Only thing you have to do is ask of me, and I'm right here. I'm right here with arms wide open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pouring out my love that I have for you. Oh, even when I feel like I'm broken. Hallelujah. The love of God. The love of God. The love of God goes beyond what me and may feel that I deserve. The love of God. It's called mercy and it's called grace. The love of God. Hallelujah. Even when I would do good but evil is present, the love of God is still there. Hallelujah. When I do that I ought not, the love of God is still there. Hallelujah. As long as I keep my hand in his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in that. Hallelujah. God is pleased. Because I realize that I got to keep my hand in his hand because I need him as I walk. I need him as I talk. I need him as I try to live. I need him. I need him. I need him every minute, every hour. Oh, bless me now. We need him. We need to know just how much you need the Lord and just how awesome he is. Hallelujah. And in that, you'll find yourself, it'll cause you to do the things that you ought to do. It will cause you to be compelled, hallelujah, to for his abundance of mercy and grace that he showed upon you. It'll cause you to, man, I just must do his will. It'll cause you, I don't care, you could be the meanest of the meanest and the hardest of the hard. Hallelujah. But when you realize that it was God that gave you that next breath that you breathe, but that it was God that allowed that heart to pump another chance, that it was God that allowed the blood to flow through your veins and you didn't get a blood clog. It was God that healing that came upon you. It was God that you're yet living and abiding in this land. It is God that you're, even though the devil, you better remember that the devil desired to do one thing, but God in his love, in his grace, and his mercy speaks unto you and says, live. Even if you don't wake up, you're still living. If you have made Christ, hallelujah, your choice. Even if you don't wake up, you're sleeping. You're in eternal rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my God. What a mighty God we serve. But God bless you. God keep you. Is our prayer as we go to God in prayer. There be no more We'll go to God in prayer. Just tell him thank you for blessing us this day. Tell him thank you. Oh, for being awesome once again. Just tell him thank you. Be thankful of him. Be thankful for even if your situation as well as it is, just be thankful. Just be thankful and watch God. Watch God in it. See, you have to you have to look up sometimes. Don't always look on the ground. But look up. Hallelujah. Look up there. Your redemption, it draws not. Look up. Look up and God will lift you up. Oh, hallelujah. Look up. Look up sometimes. God bless you. Hey, God, keep you as our prayer. Father God in heaven, we come. We come, Lord, to say thank you for your goodness and for your mercy, for your kindness, for your grace that you've shown towards us, Lord. We come thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you, hallelujah, for last night lying down and this early morning arrived. We come to say thank you for what you have done with us. Hallelujah. What you have done to us, what you have done in us, what you have done, hallelujah, in the past and in the present. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for you making a way out of no way. We thank you for giving strength to the Brother D family. We thank you for giving strength in Martha's family. We thank you for prayers that you answer. We go even before we ask, even before we ask. We thank you, Father God, even before we announce it, even before we announce it, we thank you in advance for what you have done, Father, for I know you have given peace, hallelujah. I know you have given joy. I know you have given, hallelujah, someone that had questions. You've answered the question that they had. Someone had a troubled mind. Someone had a broken heart. Someone was weak and wounded, hallelujah, but thanks be to God, you have lifted it. I believe that you have lifted it, hallelujah. I believe you have lifted it, Lord God, and we tell you, thank you, Lord. We come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for victory over and over again. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. We, a lot of time we don't know how. Hallelujah. But you just do it, Lord. And now we are so amazed with what you're doing. Hallelujah. Over and over again, you've given us the victory over and over again. And we tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for victory, Lord. Bless us to go forth, hallelujah, in victory. Bless us to go forth in victory in the name of Jesus. We tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for victory, Lord. Thank you for victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for victory, Lord. Thank you for strength, Lord. Thank you for healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Lord, we tell you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you're Lord. We tell you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you ask him, he'll do it. If you ask him, he'll do it. You'll have a testimony. Yeah, you have a testimony. You might not even tell the testimony, but because you have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. But I know he'll do it. He'll do it even if you don't say it. He'll do it because he don't let our slothfulness stop him from being good. He's just good. He's just good. And he's good all by himself, whether you tell it or not. So you sit there and you just hold your peace. But it don't stop him from making a way out of no way. It don't stop him, hallelujah, from being just what he is. God is love. God is me. It don't stop him from being just how good he can be just because you have had to shed a brownie tear here or there. It don't stop him from being good. And when that brownie tear have come, hallelujah, hallelujah, you need to tell it, hallelujah, that God can get be glorified in it, that he will turn that brownie tear into joy. Hallelujah. He'll turn that hurt, hallelujah, into being healed. Hallelujah. He can mend a broken heart. Hallelujah. I talk about it because I've been through it. I know it. I've seen it. I've seen him work. I've seen him work in others. I've seen him work over and over and time again. I've seen him do it. Hallelujah. 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 But by chance, you need a little help. We're going to let our brother, Lee Weeks.
Lord, I'm down in this field.